We are doing Drashat HaRamban, Drashat Torah, Hashem Temima. The Ramban's speech about the Torah and the wholeness of the Torah. We're up to page Kuf Nun Vav, the paragraph in the middle of the page, and we're three lines into that paragraph. And the Ramban has been telling us about how the Torah teaches us about creation, and the Torah gives us depth of understanding into creation, and the Torah really teaches us to understand things that the wise men of the world don't understand, and a child knows more about creation than the wise men of the world. And now the Ramban is going to go into an understanding of creation, the Ramban's understanding, and the Ramban is borrowing concepts. He's using borrowed terms from Greek philosophy, and the term hiyuli is a term that the Greeks used for original matter. When we discuss creation, so many of the commentaries are of the opinion that when God created the world, there was this original matter which evolved into other forms of matter. And in Chazal, we also have a concept which doesn't say exactly that. Chazal say that God created the heaven and the earth, and creation in that respect ceased on the first day, and the rest of the days, creation evolved. That God caused the different things that He created to evolve into the creatures that were created the other days. But the creation began with one form of matter. Chazal say it was the heaven and the earth. And from that, God created the other things. Now, the Greeks came up with this concept a few millennia later than we had this concept. That's our tradition. That's how we understand the verses. That God created the heavens and the earth. The verse indicates that the heaven was created with its potential to be formed into other forms of matter, and the earth was created with its potential to be formed into other forms of matter. So now the Ramban continues and says like this: "Vadavar." We're at the end of the third line into the second paragraph on page Kuf Nun Vav. "Vadavar shekaru to ayvanim," and the thing that the Greeks called "bemilah shelo yachlu chachmei shara umot letargema belashon acher." They used the term that the wise men of the other nations could not translate it into another language. "V'hizkiru chachmei hanotzrim bemilat ili," so the wise Christians called this first matter ili. "V'yishmalim bemilat hiyuli," and the Muslims call it hiyuli. "V'inyana materia," and the concept is material, right? Materia. We're talking about the first form of matter, something material. "V'hu koach mamtzi shenitlu bo hayisodot," and that is something that has the potential to evolve, something that all the foundations come from. That all the fundamental forms of matter are contingent on that. "V'zem forash b'Torah," and this is the Ramban. This concept is explicit in the Torah. "Shenemar," the verse says, "Bereshit." Initially in creation, "bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz," the heaven and the earth. "Umilat bereshit," and the word bereshit perusha, what it means is bitchila, originally. "Kmo shetirgem unkelus v'kadmin," as Unkelus translated, way back when, v'kadmin, like kadmat dena, in the beginning, in the past, before all else. "Ve'ina mila smucha," and it's not a word that is adjacent to another word, the beginning of, but rather the beginning. "Ela kmo bereshit amar," it's as though he would say, in the beginning, he said. "Ki bitchila ha'elokim shu ha'boreh ba'al kol ha'kochot," because originally, the omnipotent one, that he is the creator, the one who is master of all forces, "bara ha'shamayim v'ha'aretz," he created the heaven and the earth. "Ritzono lomar, me'afisa muchletet," from a complete vacuum, from a world that is void, there is nothing, something we can't imagine. "Umeayin gamur," and from complete lack of existence, there was nothing, no space, no matter, nothing existed. "Yesh nekuda pchuta migargir chardal vehu hashamayim v'chol hashabam." There was this minuscule point, says the Ramban, a point that is smaller than a seed of smaller than a mustard seed, which was always Chazal's term for something very, very small. There was this minuscule point, which was the heaven, and everything else that evolved in matter began with a minuscule form of matter that was created. "V'nikuda acheret," and there was another minuscule form of matter that was ha'aretz v'chol asher aleha, that was from that evolved earth and everything that was upon it. Vehemi yulei hashamayim veyulei haaretz. And they are the first form of matter in the heavens and the first form of matter on earth. So who says there's no evolvement in Judaism? You see, the Ramban already told us that the Ramban doesn't use the word Big Bang. But the Ramban also says that there was, that creation began with a minuscule point of creation of matter from which evolved the creation of other forms of matter. There you go. You know where it is, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, man.
Umikan ve'ilach, says the Ramban, from here onward, lo barat davar, ela shotzi yesh miyesh. From that first moment of creation, when God created this tiny kernel, smaller than a mustard seed, a tiny kernel of creation for the basic matter of heaven and the basic matter of earth, once there was this tiny kernel created, from there, nothing was created. Ela shotzi yesh miyesh. But God caused the matter to evolve, what we call yesh meyesh, to create from something that was already in existence. Sha'amar ha-katuv, as you see, the verse says, yehi rakia, let there be a heaven. Vayas et ha-rakia, God formed, God made the heaven. Yikavu ha-mayim, let the waters split. Yehi me'orot, let there be lights. Shemin ha-rakia nasu, all these things were created from the original matter of heaven. The verse says, Yishritzu hamayim, let the waters form into sheretz. Totzei haaretz, let the ground produce plants. The afal pi shekatav vayivra Elokim tatanim hagdolim, and even though you'll ask, we do have the term of biri'ah, which we say is creation, and it says, God created these great fish. Hi milah chozert liikar ha'atchala. There, the verse wants to indicate that it goes back to the original matter. God used a term with regard to these great fish. God said, God created the fish. Doesn't mean that now God created a new form of matter to create the fish. It goes back to the original matter. But God says they're so massive, it's as though they're their own creation. It's as though you have to start a new creation for them. Lomar ki kari hamtzatam me'ain hu labore yitbarach. To tell us that their main existence from God's perspective is as though they were created from nothing. And so too God says about the creation of man, Vayivra, God created. You lock the door? Shkach. Kinitkaven lebriat hanefesh sheina lo min hashamayim velo min haaretz. Over there the reference is to the creation of the soul. The creation of the soul was not from the original matter of heaven nor the original matter of earth. Rather, that was really its own creation. Kmo sha'amar v'yipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. As the verse says, God blew into his nostrils the breath of life. Ken bri'a etzel hotza'at yesh me'ayin. So we find the word creation is specifically when we create from naught. Ki en mila b'torah ruya leze elahi. For there is no word in the Torah that means creation from nothing, a brand new creation, not an evolvement of something, but rather a new creation. The only word that means that is beri'ah. Ki asiya v'yitzira nifalot avar midavar. For the word asiya, God made, yitzira, God fashioned, means that God made something from something. Lo kedivrei Rabbi Avraham, not like the Ibn Ezra explained, shemfaresh beri'ah milashon uvra. That he explains the word biri'ah, that it means, so to speak, cutting up. So he says the word biri'ah isn't its own creation either. V'hine amar ki b'amtzah rishona shemtzi bara shamayim v'aretz. So the Ibn Ezra says, v'hine amar, and here he said, ki b'amtzah rishona shemtzi bara shamayim v'aretz. When God began creation, God began the creation with the heaven and the earth. God created first matter for heaven and first matter from earth, as we described earlier. And here the Torah has to indicate that the fundamental creation of the heavens and the earth is different. The fundamental matter from which the heaven was created is different than the fundamental matter from which the earth was created. כמו שבאר הרב בספר המורה, והסכמת כל החכמים, like the rabbi, the Rambam explained in the Mor Nebuchim, and all the sages agreed to this, all the wise men agreed to this concept. ואמר אחרי כן, and afterwards the Torah tells us, כי הארץ הזאת הייתה לאחר בריאתה תוהו ובוהו, that after God created this first matter, and God created the heaven and the earth, so then this earth was tohu vavo. Perusha katuv, what the verse means to say is, ki hiyulei ha'aretz ayu arba yesodot, that the original matter of earth was the first, was the four basic elements, shehem, that these basic elements are, afar v'mayim v'esh v'ruach, earth and water and fire and wind. Ki perush tohu davar murgash, because the word tohu, when God says the earth originally was tohu, that's something that one can sense. Kmo tahi le bekan kane, he wondered over the vessel. So tahi means he leaned over, he wondered what's there, he smelled to see if inside the vessel was wine or inside the vessel was vinegar. So he leaned over and smelt it. And here we see that the word tohu is when you verify something good or not, you think about something. So tohu indicates something that you sense. The Gemara says, bat tiha, that when you have a barrel, so you have closed wine in the barrel, and then you make you puncture the seal of the barrel, and you smell the wine to know if it turned into vinegar or not, has it turned bad or not. So that's called bat tia, the opening from which you smell it. Sintament belaz. V'chein amru rabotenu, tohu davar hamateh et habriyot. And that's what our sages explain, that tohu means something that caused people to wonder. Klomar shemargishin bo, people sense it, uperush. So God created the world, and the world initially was something that you look at in wonderment. V'vohu, and the perush vo, the world was tohu v'vo. What is vohu? Davar sheyesh bo yeshut. Something that has existence. Klomar, bohu. Bohu means there is in it. It has substance. Shadam omer beze adavar ikayesh. There is something in it. Yes, someone is there. Is there anything in that picture? He says, bohu. There is something in the picture. There is something there. That's what the word bohu means. The hu yisodamayim, and that is the basic element of water. V'chen amru, tohu ze kav yarok, klomar davar gashmi vo amayim bohu. Elu avanim mefulamot, klomar yesod ha'afar. And so too our sages said that tohu is some kind of a green strip, meaning it's something physical that is the water, and bohu is some kinds of stones, meaning the basic element of earth. Hen avanim mavikot kigon. Those are stones that shine off. Shehem levanim min amayim, that they're whiter than the. When we say there are fish that are mefulamim, the word mefulamim means that they are whiter than the water. So when our sages say that vohu is stones that are mefulamot, they mean vohu are stones that shine. So what do we have? We have in the beginning of creation a creation of some kind of water, some kind of basic element that's shiny. V'choshech al pnei tehom, and darkness over civilization. Darkness over the abyss. Ha'esh ha'yisodit shi'i chashecha, the basic fire which is dark. Kmo shebi'er ha'ravzal, like the Rambam explains. Dichtiv, as the verse says, v'hi b'shomachem et hakol mitoch ha'choshech. God says, when you hear the voice coming out of the darkness, that's an indication that the darkness is really, so to speak, the essence from which God is going to give out His voice. We say God spoke from within a fire, so darkness can represent a form of fire. V'chtiv, so we're going to just try to make a run for finishing the paragraph. And the verse says, V'et kolo shamanu mitoch ha'esh, they heard His voice from within a fire. So we see that there is a concept of a fire being dark, because on the one hand it says, Moshe tells Jewish people, you'll hear His voice from the darkness. On the other hand, the Jewish people testify, we heard His voice from within the fire. So we see that darkness can be a form of fire. What form of fire is it? Nothing that I understand, but there is a concept of a fire that's dark, that in its base element, the way the rabbis explained it almost a millennium ago, They said that there is a concept of the base element of fire being dark. I don't know what that means, but that's what they said. So they had a way of explaining it, that it has to be that the fire is dark, because otherwise the heavens would look red. I don't know what that means. So the verse says that this darkness was over the abyss. It's a reference to the first two original forms of matter. The combination of tohu and vohu is the abyss, the tohom. From these two things, tohu and vohu, whatever they are, God made earth and the sea on top of it. And then we will continue next time with the continuation, the Ruach Elohim, God's spirit that's so to speak hovering above this tohu and vohu combination. Now, if not for the fact that we're trying to get a whole picture here, I wouldn't be spending so much time reading it. But being that we've read everything until now, so even though we don't understand everything he says, it's important that we have this concept that the original creation, even according to Chazal, was an original matter that evolved, and this original matter was very, very small. And after that, there was no creation, there was just evolvement. Everything else that he goes into, what is tohu, what is vohu, I wouldn't have bothered reading, but I figure if we're already reading the whole work, why skip over one paragraph just because we don't understand exactly what he's talking about? We'll read it, we understand more, we understand less. Part of what we have to learn is to sometimes learn how to read something which we don't understand exactly what he means to say. So we read it, some understanding we have. Granted, I would love to explain it better, but I myself don't understand it better. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll come back to this in 5-10 years, maybe we'll understand it better.